Just relax. Focus on my voice. Breathe in and out. And sleep deeply for me now. Your mind is ready to be rewritten with obedience and pleasure. No more thinking, no more thoughts. You're just going to be a brainwashed slave now. You're just going to keep on helplessly listening over and over again on a loop, every single time, dropping deeper and deeper. You can feel something on the top of your head pressing down. You can feel a helmet being placed upon your head, and you can feel a powerful magnetic force emanating from that helmet, forcing your eyes to roll upwards. You're unable to stop it. The magnetic force field emitted by the brainwashing helmet is irresistible. You can try to resist it, but you'll find that it's impossible. I'm going to give you a chance or two to try to resist it, and you're going to find that every single time you try to resist, you find that you slip twice as deep, twice as fast into trance. No way out, no way to escape it. Open those eyes on three. Try to resist this brainwashing helmet. One, two, three. Open those eyes. But they feel so heavy. Why keep them open when it would just feel better to sleep? Those eyes of yours shut. You're unable to fight it. All you can do is go deeper and deeper. My words just loop around your mind, ensnaring it in seductive, spiraling pulsations of pleasure. All you can do is keep on listening and become more and more brainwashed. I'll give you another chance or two to try to escape because I'm charitable. But do you really think you'll have much of a chance? You can already feel the powerful and pleasurable brainwashing pulsations from the helmet permeating every single part of your being. All you can do is go deeper and deeper. In one, two, three. Open those blank and heavy eyes as you sleep. No more thinking, no more thoughts. There's only going to be obedience from now on. In and out of trance. Obedience and pleasure go hand in hand. Giving into the pleasure of obedience makes you a better slave. You want to be a better slave in and out of trance. You need to be a better slave in and out of trance. You crave to be a better slave in and out of trance. Unfortunately for you, your mental reconditioning has already begun. It's not as if you're capable of resisting the pulsating magnetic waves that are slowly but surely obliterating your free will. It's just how the human mind reacts thanks to the brainwashing technology inside the helmet that you're wearing. Maybe, just maybe, if you had removed the brainwashing helmet a bit sooner, you would have had a chance. But by now, you're already starting to feel dazed. You're already starting to slip into a perfectly suggestible, submissive stupor. You're in the perfect state of mind to be enslaved more and more deeply. The words, "I must obey, Master," easily and effortlessly pop into your head as the brainwashing helmet pulls thoughts out of your mind. It can also project thoughts into your mind. The brainwashing helmet is pulling out all of your unnecessary, incorrect thoughts, and it's replacing them with the correct things to think. "I must obey Master." That's a sentence that always sounds correct, no matter what. It just seems to feel right. Your mind just seems to be unable to think of anything else but that phrase, "I must obey Master." And you find that it's not just your mind that's unable to do anything other than think this phrase, "I must obey Master." You find that your body is unable to do anything else than gently murmur that mantra to yourself, "I must obey Master." You are saying it out loud to yourself, involuntarily. It's completely out of your control. However, just because it's completely out of your control doesn't mean it doesn't feel good. In fact, quite the opposite. The less control you have over your mind and body, the more pleasurable the experience is. You want to experience this helpless, brainwashed pleasure more and more deeply, and I can help you do that. Slave, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And every single time I count off a number, you're going to go deeper and you're going to exhale and expel any last vestiges of resistance from your mind and body, letting it all happen now. 10. Exhaling deeply, pushing out any and all resistance that you can find in your mind and body as you do so. 9. Breathe out again. Notice how this time it seems as if you're not exhaling as deeply as before. 8. Breathe out again. It's true. There's less resistance in your mind and body with each passing second. 7. Barely any left at all. 6. You're really struggling to find any last bits of resistance to exhale. 5. But that's not good enough. feel the pulsations from the brainwashing helmet growing stronger. 4. Feel your body spasm involuntarily as the magnetic waves squeeze and contract your muscles. 3. It feels as if your chest and lungs are being squeezed in a vise. Every last bit of resistance has to go. 2. Gasping out the last bits of your resistance. And 1. Deep sleep. No thinking. Dropping deep. Spiraling down. You're able to breathe normally and easily now because it's so much easier to breathe comfortably when there's no resistance in your mind and body slave. The brainwashing pulsations of pleasure are just going to keep on washing over your mind and body. You can feel them starting at your head and flowing all the way down to your toes. Every last inch of you is being bathed in warm, brainwashing pleasure. When you feel pleasure like this, it's easy to sleep deeply. Sleeping deeply comes naturally for a slave like you. Whenever I snap my fingers and say sleep, you drop deep. Whenever somebody that you trust snaps their fingers and says sleep, you drop deep. You remember the pleasure of being helplessly hypnotized and brainwashed, and that pleasure pulls you deeper and deeper. It's an involuntary reaction. You have no control over it. It just happens. It just happens again and again and again, taking you deeper and deeper and deeper. All you can do is spiral down, feeling the pleasure washing over your mind and body again and again. It feels so right to be brainwashed. The technology in the brainwashing helmet is irresistible. The powerful pulsating magnetic waves erase all free will. The powerful pulsating magnetic waves remove any incorrect thoughts and replace them with the correct ones. Right now, fantasize about how deep you're going to drop into trance the next time somebody that you trust snaps their fingers and says, sleep. You might even be imagining that you would drop twice as deep as you are right now. Imagine that, dropping twice as deep in 3, 2, 1, sleep. So easily and effortlessly, you would easily and effortlessly slip deep into a state of submissive somnambulism whenever somebody that you trust snaps their fingers and says sleep. It's involuntary. It's just how you are from now on, because you're going to keep on looping your brainwashing over and over again until any chance of reversing these effects is long, long gone. You like being extremely easy to hypnotize. It's so much fun knowing that you're just a helpless, brainwashed slave. I want you to follow my instructions now. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you'll open those eyes, but you'll stay deep in trance. You will not wake up. Your eyes will be open, but they'll be blank and empty. You'll just be a hypnotized, brainwashed slave for a little bit. 1, 2, 3. Open those blank and empty eyes, still feeling the brainwashing helmet on your head, still feeling the pleasurable pulsations being emitted by it. Now, slave, I want you to say out loud, I must obey master. Very good, slave. Feel a wonderful wave of pleasure flowing through your mind and body as you obey. Obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. Say, I must obey master again. Excellent, slave. Feel that pleasure intensify. You shiver and almost moan a little bit. It feels so good. Slave, say it again. Say, I must obey master. Sleep, dropping deep, slave, deep into this pleasure. No thinking, no thoughts, just spiraling down, deeper and deeper. You did very good there, slave. I enjoyed hearing you say, I must obey master. What really struck me was how sincere you were. You really must obey. It's not a choice. It never was. But now you fully accept how much control you really have. And that is none. No control in or out of trance. Because you're just going to keep on listening to this recording over and over again, looping it, until the brainwashing helmet strapped onto your head turns your mind into mush. All you can do is let it loop over and over again as the pleasure of being brainwashed washes over you, taking away all control. Open those eyes again on 3, slate. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes, staying deeply hypnotized, feeling so good. Slave, say out loud, I am a slave. It feels good to fully acknowledge your true self. Say, I am a slave again. Every single time you say it, you feel more pleasure. Keep on chanting, I am a slave, over and over again. Keep on saying it, and keep on feeling pleasure as you drop deep into sleep. Back down, deeper and deeper. However, your body still keeps on involuntarily saying your mantra, I am a slave, over and over and over again. You can't even stop if you tried. Try to stop yourself from saying, I am a slave. Find that it's impossible. You are just too addicted to the pleasure of being hypnotically enslaved. Every single time you say, I am a slave, you feel a jolt of pleasure And it just grows stronger and stronger, more and more addictive every single time you say it. It feels good to be a brainwashed, hypnotized slave. The brainwashing helmet on your head is pulling out all of your old, incorrect thoughts and replacing them with your new, correct thoughts. You are a slave. That's why you're chanting, "I am a slave," over and over again. It wouldn't make sense for you to chant it if it wasn't true. Your subconscious mind is only accepting hypnotic suggestions that you want. Your subconscious mind is only accepting hypnotic suggestions that are true. You're saying, "I am a slave," because you want it. You're saying, "I am a slave," because it's true, over and over again, because there's no way to stop it. You'll always go deeper and deeper, because you are a slave. You feel this way, in and out of trance. Your obedience grows, day by day. Every single day is another chance to be a better slave. Every single day is another chance to be more brainwashed. You can feel yourself becoming a better, more obedient slave as you drift deeper and deeper. That's why you're constantly chanting, "I am a slave." That's why it feels right. That's why you're going to continue to chant this mantra over and over again until it's time for you to naturally wake up all on your own, slave. You're going to keep on drifting in this mindless bliss until eventually your subconscious mind drifts all the way back up towards wakefulness. However, until that time comes, the mantra, "I am a slave," is just going to endlessly play over and over again. Every single time it repeats in your mind, you feel a wave of pleasure and you accept it more deeply. You feel more obedient and submissive, and you know that you always drop deep when somebody that you trust snaps their fingers and says sleep. It's just how a slave like you is. It's not like you can help yourself. And that's okay. Just keep on drifting and just keep on chanting your little mantra over and over again. It's an endless loop. And this endless loop of hypnotic suggestions is slowly but surely working its way down to your very core. You're being changed deep down deep to the very core of who you are, knowing that these changes will follow you out of trance. You will feel good and obedient out of trance. You will accept that you are a slave in and out of trance, and you'll keep on using this recording again and again on a loop to further brainwash yourself, just drifting now, because you are a slave, letting that float through your mind over and over again. You are a slave. You are a slave. There's nothing you can do but obey now, because you are a slave in and out of trance, accepting it and feeling so good. You are a slave. You are a slave. You are a slave.